You are now listening to the Worship Podcast of Open Table Metropolitan Community Church.
Don't forget to like us on Facebook. Just search Open Table MCC.
You can also follow us on Instagram at opentablemcc.ph.
And of course, you can visit our website, www.opentablemcc.ph, for resources on Holy Union, Sunday worship services, and other events.
Bukas ang hapag para sa lahat. Join our worship service every Sunday at 4 p.m. at NCCB EDSA. It's right across the Quezon Avenue MRT station.
Our reading is from Luke chapter 4, verses 16 to 21. He went to Nazareth, where he had been brought up, and on the Sabbath day he went into the synagogue, as was his custom. He stood up to read, and the scroll of the prophet Isaiah was handed to him. Unrolling it, he found the place where it is written, "The Spirit of the Lord is on me, because he has anointed me to proclaim the good news to the poor. He has sent me to proclaim freedom for the prisoners, and the recovery of sight for the blind, to set the oppressed free, to proclaim the year of the Lord's favor." Then he rolled up the scroll, gave it back to the attendant, and sat down. The eyes of everyone in the synagogue were fastened on him. He began by saying to them, "Today this scripture is fulfilled in your hearing."
On Tuesday, well, at least in the Philippines, mauna tayo, no? This real Eastern. It would be the 500th year of the Protestant Reformation. The Reformation, 500 years commemorating the day that Martin Luther went to the chapel of Wittenberg, to the church of Wittenberg, at kanyang pinako, yung tinatawag na 95 Theses. Of course, there were earlier reformers like John Hus. Yun nga lang si John Hus ay sinunog sa at the stake, was burned at the stake, and others afterwards. And it was a miracle that, well, it's not a miracle. There was just a political genius who kept Martin Luther alive. Pero yan. So there will be a big celebration in Germany and in Geneva, Switzerland, come October 31st. So that is that's the celebration. Pero siyempre, in a predominantly Catholic country, parang hindi siya masyadong relevant. However, November 7 of this year sa University of Santo Tomas, ang alma mater ko, magagather doon ang Catholics and Protestants the entire day for lectures and workshops regarding the Reformation. I'm not sure if andun yata si Cardinal Tagle for that day. So, si Martin Luther, konting background lang sa kanya. Actually, wala namang hindi Katoliko noon eh. The only church was the Roman Catholic Church before the Reformation. Well, there's the Orthodox Church pala in the eastern side. Who 500 years before Martin Luther ay nag-separate din ang Orthodox Church at ang Catholic Church due to doctrinal issues. So, Martin Luther, isa siyang monk. Isa siyang monghe. Benedictine monk. Pero, bago siya, during his life as a monk and before that, he suffered a lot at the hands of his father. His father was a very strict person who wanted him to be a lawyer. Kasi hindi naman sila galing sa mayamang pamilya, no? Middle class, rags to riches, no? Naka-alpas ng kahirapan yung tatay ni ni Martin Luther bilang isang negosyante. And so he wanted his son, his only son, to rise up even more by becoming a lawyer. And Martin Luther even described his parents, even the mother, was like, they were very cruel. One of the biographies of Martin Luther that he wrote, he said that his mother striked him repeatedly until blood flowed. And so when he became a monk, he was conflicted. He felt an unwavering, hindi nawawalang takot sa Diyos. He always feared God every moment. He felt that the wrath of God in the eyes of God was always at him. But no matter how much he went to confession, had the sacraments, and the seven prayers of the Benedictine life, pitong beses nagdadasal ang mga monghe. Alas 5 ng umaga, misa, tapos meron ulit prayer sa umaga, midday, afternoon, early evening, and late evening. No, pitong beses sila nagdadasal. So no matter how much he prayed, he went to confession. At noon, uso yung nagaganyan, di ba? Sa mga pare, and even regular people, nag-flagellate, no? For the forgiveness of sins. Hindi mawala-wala yung kanyang takot at yung kanyang terror at yung feeling niya na ang Diyos ay nakatingin palagi sa kanya and ready to strike him. At yun nga actually ang reason bakit siya nagmonghe. Because one time naglalakad siya sa kalsada pa uwi, there was a thunderstorm. At tinamaan yung punong malapit sa kanya, and he was so terrorized, terrified, he prayed to God, "God, spare me. If you spare me, I will become a monk." So he became a monk. And siguro, psychology tells us that how we view God is actually based on how our parents raised us. No? Ang image natin ng Diyos at ang pakiramdam natin sa Diyos, sabi sa psychology, ay nakabase sa paano ba ang magulang natin ay naging magulang para sa atin. One study says. So perhaps that's why Martin Luther looked at God as a vengeful God because of how his parents treated him. So he was in constant anxiety. At sabi ng superior niya, kasi hindi talagang troubled spirit siya eh. So sabi ng superior niya, "Go to Rome. Go to the Eternal City, to the Vatican, and have a pilgrimage there." So, punta siya, pilgrimage. At ang mga monk nun, pag nagpi-pilgrimage, naglalakad lang ng nakapaa. So punta ng Rome, from Germany, punta ng Rome. But instead of finding peace and finding comfort in the many so-called sacred places in Rome, naskandalo si Martin Luther. Lalo siyang na-disturb. Is this the church? Is this the center of the church? Mas lalo siyang nabagabag. And then after niya magpunta ng Rome, hindi pa rin nawala yung kanyang anxiety, lalo nga lumala. So yung superior niya, pinadala siya sa Wittenberg, isang university city, para maging New Testament theologian. New Testament theologian. And so, actually, Martin Luther and lahat ng mga reformers of the church, and even revolutionaries, they are people who did not really actually want to leave the church or leave the country or to destroy anything. Most of the reformers and revolutionaries are the ones who actually have great love. Matinding pagmamahal para sa simbahan at sa bayan. They are compelled by their love for the very institution and society they are challenging. Luther, according to many Protestants and even Catholic historians, never really intended to leave the church or have a Protestant schism. Schism, paghihiwalay. Ang gusto niya talaga, maging maayos ulit ang simbahan. He wanted to the church to repent, to change, to be reformed in its doctrinal beliefs and practices. Kasi nga noon, dumating yung panahon na inabuso ng simbahan ang doktrina niya. Para maligtas ka, at it recorded to ha, at ang gumawa nito Catholic at that time in the 1500s and 1400s, for you to save your mother from hell or from purgatory, magbigay ka ng ganitong amount. At ang marketing plan ng opponent ni Martin Luther noon, kalimutan ko yung pangalan niya, Dominican, isa namang Dominican, as soon as the box rings, no? May barya, as soon as the box rings, so does the soul flies to heaven. Nakaano yun? Yun ang marketing ng tinatawag nilang peddlers of the indulgences. And then pag nagbigay ka na, mag-i-issue sila ng certificate, pipirmahan ng pare. Okay. The soul of your mother will have kung 1000 years siyang nasa purgatory, mababawasan ng 300 base sa amount na ito. Mababawasan ng 300 years. Nakakatawa siya. Pero yun talaga, no, if you go to Germany and to the many European countries, they have records of that. Of how the Catholic Church actually sold indulgences at that time. Kasi at that time din, yung nakikita nyo ngayong Vatican, yung St. Peter's Basilica, yung perang na-collecting nila from indulgences, a big portion of it doon pumunta. Hindi yan chismis. Hindi yan, that is a historical fact. Leo the X sold indulgences and sold positions of bishops so that he can, you know, the grandest church, the grandest basilica in the world at that time could be built. No? So, and that's what Martin Luther saw when he went to Rome at that time. And so, ano implication yan? Ay, pwede naman pala akong magkasala eh. Pwede naman pala akong kahit anong gawin ko, pamatay akong 100 tao, bigay akong 1,000,000 sa kay Cardinal, o certificate, you're freed from your sins. So he saw that, no? The selling of salvation, the selling of the church position, and what that also caused is that, syempre, yung mga hindi educated na mga tao, maraming hindi educated na tao, no? It was the Middle Ages, the so-called Dark Ages. So people will believe. At walang science noon, walang medicine, walang telescope, well, may telescope, pero hindi pa naman nila super nakikita ang lahat ng... So, the consciousness of people was literally that God is sitting up there and hell is down there. And that if you die with your sin, you will go there. Yan talaga ang pre-remote noon. So, the ordinary person, sa takot nila, marami, the mass poor was oppressed by no less than the church out of fear of hell. So, yung kakarumpot mo na lang na na pera na ipangkakain mo, ibibigay mo pa sa pare o sa simbahan kasi natatakot kang either para sa sarili mo or siyempre mahal na mahal mo yung nanay mo, yung anak mo, o yung kung sino man nakakamamatay lang, gusto mong punta sa langit. Kahit mahirap ka, ibibigay mo pa ang natitira mong pera. So yeah, that's what Martin Luther saw. So, but in summary, if we analyze all these things about Martin Luther and the other reformers like John Calvin, their life and their reformation, may tatlong bagay that they challenged. Number one is the abuse of God. The abuse of God and the abuse of people because of corruption. Number one yan. Number two, exclusion. No, exclusion of people by those who claim divine authority. Dahil nga ikaw ang nagtatakda kung sino ang maliligtas at sino hindi maliligtas, so kaya mo mag-exclude ng tao. Kaya mong magsabing hindi ka kabahagi, hindi ka maliligtas, hindi ganito yan. So the exclusion of people. And lastly, idolatry. Idolatry, hindi yung necessarily images, ha? So, but certainly that was one of the issues din. Idolatry meaning if you put anything above God. If there is anything in your life or in the church that is over and above God. So that is not necessarily about images. Some of the Protestant churches today are actually reclaiming the use of images. So tatlo, abuse of God and people, when you exclude other people, and when you put anything that is above God. Yan ang tatlong bagay na challenge ng mga reformers noon. Luther saw darkness. Kita na sa atin. Kanina, no? Yun pala ay isang clip from a documentary of Martin Luther's life. Maganda yan. Meron ding movie niyan na hindi pinalabas sa Pilipinas for obvious reasons. Sikat na artista yun, nakalimutan ang pangalan. Pero maganda yung movie ng Luther. Meron sa YouTube. Complete movie. So, Martin Luther saw darkness and injustice in the church and in society at that time. His biblical and theological response was that of freedom and inclusion through the access of scripture by the common people. Sabi ni Martin Luther, hindi pwedeng simbahan or mga pari lang ang magbasa ng Bible. Dapat may, ang sabi niya, may kakayanan ang bawat ordinaryong Kristiyano na basahin ito at i-interpret ito. So, Martin Luther wanted the freedom of the people by giving access to what is written in Scripture. Kasi sabi niya, baka naman pag nabasa natin ito, makita natin kung paano tayo niloloko. No? At paano tayo kinukulong ng simbahan. At that time. Ito, meron pa rin ibang mga simbahan na ganun today. So, freedom and inclusion, to include everyone. If people have access, given access to them, then people will realize that the grace of God is also for you. Without the need of giving your money. Freedom, inclusion, and faith was the hope of Reformation. However, today, no, in the last 100 years, even Protestant and evangelical churches are themselves guilty of idolatry, abuse, and exclusion. So is the Reformation relevant today as it were before? Of course. Meron pa bang sa panahon natin ngayon na abuse of people by abusing God? Mayroon, madami. Sabihin ng isang grupo, kami lang ang maniligtas. At para maligtas ka, umanib ka. At ito ang requirements. 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 10% automatic deduction sa salary. Abuse of God and abuse of people. Meron pa ba? Meron. Meron pa bang exclusion? Yung, hindi ka kasali. Hindi ka namin bate, hindi ka kasali. Pangit ka kasi. Mabaho ka kasi. Hindi ka kasali. Sabi kasi ni Jesus eh. Meron pa ba? Meron. Sabihin sa'yo na dahil ikaw ay may asawang kapwa mo babae o kapwa mo lalaki, pupunta ka ng impyerno. Meron, di ba? Tuwing Pride March ng June, nandyan sila eh. Lalaki ng banners. So, are there institutions, people, and groups that exclude people? Meron. At hindi lang yung religious, it's also societal. It is also political. Are there people today who are not included into the wealth of the society, into the wealth of the country? Certainly, nung panahon ni Martin Luther, daming mahirap. So, hindi lang siya issue ng relihiyon, issue din siya ng ekonomiya at politika. So, meron pa rin yan ngayon. Is there still idolatry? Meron! Sabi ko nga sa inyo, even Protestants today have made an idol of the Bible. Hindi na image. The Bible na. Feeling ko hindi nila binasa si Martin Luther. Because Martin Luther did not declare literal reading of the Bible. No? Yung tinatawag na sola scriptura is not how today's Christian understood as Martin Luther understood it. Hindi ibig sabihin nun, may nabasa ka, okay, ito ang sabi ni Lord. That is not what it is about. So when you put the Bible over and above the real God, that is also old idolatry. Because can you say that God, that the entirety of God is just in this book? Kaya mo bang ikulong ang Diyos sa ganito lamang kakapal na libro? God is great. It tells us a portion of God. But the entirety of God is not here. So whenever people will use this to say that everything there is to know is already here, that's idolatry. Yan nga, yung ano pa ang idolatry niyan? Scriptures becomes the new idol that is used by evangelical and other Protestant churches to exclude people from the grace of God. May tinatawag kaming gospel of mammon. The prosperity gospel is the new form of selling indulgences. So that noon, ang binibenta, salvation. Diba? Bili ka, magbigay ka ng 5,000, punta kang langit, papatawarin kasalanan mo. Ngayon, bigay kang 10%, pagpapalain ka ng siksik, liglig, umaapaw ng Diyos. Diba? The gospel of mammon, the gospel of money, is a selective understanding of scripture whose motivation is neither faith nor spiritual maturity, but rather transaction, rather profit. If you give to God through the church, God will bless you. Tithes plus God equals blessing. Material and career success is the sign of God's approval in your life. Aba, kung ang approval pala ni God ay nakabase sa yaman ng tao, lahat pala ng nasa gobyerno ay matino. Diba? Kung ang material blessing pala ay ang approval ni God, ang lahat ng nasa Senado at Kongreso ay mga banal. Diyos ko, tatanggapin ba natin yon? Paano na lang ang magsasaka, diba? Paano na lang ang minimum wage earner na or yung nagtatrabaho sa factory ng patahian 10-12 hours a day nagtatrabaho, wala pala silang pagpapala ni Lord. O maliit lang ang pagbabala ni Lord sa kanila kasi para ay makasalanan sila. Diba? So religion and faith then and as today remains to be just about worship, and it means to be just give to God and God will give you back. Very transactional. Just like the indulgences of before are today's prosperity and individualistic gospel. So today, with the continuing exclusion of women, hanggang ngayon, hindi pa rin pantay ang karapatan ng mga kababaihan sa kalalakihan. The exclusion of non-white ethnic groups, and most especially the exclusion of LGBTQ people by a twisted use of scripture pushes us to continue on reforming the church and of protesting the resurgence of abuse, exclusion, and idolatry. Hanggang ngayon, pinupush tayo ng Diyos to continue on reforming and protesting both church and society. Yes, napaka-great ni Martin Luther. Siya ang parang famous celebrity of the Reformation. Pero siya ang nagpaumpisa lang. What made the Reformation was not him. It was ordinary people. The ordinary peasant, poor, farmers, middle class, who believed sa kanyang mga nakakatawang pagtuligsa sa simbahan noon. It was the common people who really made the Reformation happen. And as some of you, on November 26, will have your union, simply lang, and it's, you're actually doing it for yourself, but kaya nga sabi namin, you have to be out and it's okay to use your photos on that day, it's already, you don't know what effect and impact of that, especially to young lesbians, to young gay people, lalo na ngayon may social media, by showing courageously your love to the outside world, you do not know what impact, what beautiful, sacred, and joyful impact to that to young people. LGBT and even straight. For some straight people to think na, so what? So what you are doing is actually, you might consider it as small, but it has a very big impact in changing society's perception. One person, one young person at a time. The message in the work of Reformation is relevant today as it were before. It is relevant to the socio-political and socio-religious freedom or emancipation of many minorities, both as individual groups and also for the whole network of oppressed people. LGBTQI people from 1968 or earlier than that, and the founding of MCC and of 1969 Stonewall Revolt is in line and participates in the continuing protest reformation of our present age where we challenge existing systems and structures of abuse, idolatry, and exclusion. As with the reformers' call for freedom, inclusion, and faith, so we in the LGBTQI community, together with other minorities of women, indigenous peoples, the peasant poor, the peasant farmers, we will loudly and prophetically call freedom, call for freedom, inclusion, and faith in our churches and in our society. Our message, as the message before, remains to be clear. You are saved by grace through faith. Yan yung message ni Martin Luther. You are saved by grace through faith, not by works. God's salvation in love is open to everyone, not just after death. Inisip kasi natin pag sinabing salvation, pag namatay ka, salvation. God's salvation is also here and now. Ngayon, habang nabubuhay ka pa. Our faith compels us to be the reformers of today as we courageously profess God's message through the proclamation of our love. Whenever we proclaim our love, whenever we proclaim our lives, and whenever we proclaim our struggle for freedom. Tuwing sinasabi natin ang kwento natin, tuwing sinasabi natin ang ating mga struggle bilang LGBT o bilang mahirap o bilang middle class o bilang indigenous, dinedeclare, pinoprofess natin ang mensahe ng isang mapagmahal at isang tapat na Diyos. Amen.